Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast. This time we'll be discussing student services. And yeah, I think we're just going to go ahead and introduce ourselves. My name is Maria, and I am about to start my third year in psychology.
And I'm Bethan, and I'm about to go into my fourth year of film and media.
So first of all, I think it's important to mention how wide the range is for like the services and the support offered to all students at QMU. I think it's impressive that we have all of this support available for us. So, for example, I think one service I really like is the disability service. They include students who have anything from ASD to dyslexia or mental health difficulties or mobility or sensory impairments or even like long-standing medical conditions will make you eligible for this service. And basically what they do is they create an individual learning plan for you, which ensures that you have the appropriate adjustments set in place throughout the duration of your course. And they also provide you with like guidance and advice to in order to help you complete your studies.
Yeah, I think I've never had to use the disability service, but from what I've heard, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. I've had friends who I have quite a few friends actually who've been involved with it. From what I've heard, they're just really accepting. They're just here there to help and support you. So yeah, definitely if that's something that you'd like for a bit of extra support, definitely check that one out. And another one that the uni provides is wellbeing and counselling. Now these are two different services. The wellbeing service is support for students related to any personal issues affecting their studies. So that's basically kind of a drop-in service where if you're having any issues, you can drop in, whether it be personal or whether it be academic, that's maybe affecting your mental health. Just maybe have a bit of a chat with the wellbeing advisor and then they can either direct you further to another service or they can just be an ear for you. Or then again, they can maybe put a plan in place. I think that's a bit more of an informal plan, but they can maybe give you a bit more steps to kind of help you for the future. The counselling service is regular meetings. So it's about 6 week blocks they do. And then you get a counsellor, and so that's obviously just kind of weekly meetings that'll go on to help you again with the kind of same issues as the wellbeing service.
That sounds amazing. I've never had to actually use it, but it's great that they have these set in place. Another two that I have personally used a lot are the ELS and the PAL service. There are two services set up to support students with the more academic side of university. And both of them have their own podcast that you can check out. But I think it'll be cool to mention that both Bethan and I are PALS leaders. Basically, what we do is we offer student-led kind of like seminars where we just talk about things that you may be struggling with or activities to help you with essays that we ourselves had to do or with professors that we have had to deal with. So I think you should definitely check that one out.
Yeah, I think what's kind of great about those two as well is that they're not lecturer based. ELS is a different service away from the lectures, and they can be an impartial kind of view. So they can often take in essays, and obviously they won't be able to look at the content of that essay and help you with that side, but they can help you with spelling, grammar, they can help you with structure, that kind of general stuff, referencing as well, is definitely a big one. So they're definitely great to check out. And PALS, the most positive that we've kind of got out of PALS has been just the kind of student voice. Mm-hmm. And a lot of students feel more comfortable kind of coming to older students rather than maybe going straight to the lecture. Going to the lecture is important, but I think having the kind of student experience as well mm-hmm. is really validating, especially if it's, I struggled with this too, don't worry about it, here's how I kind of combated it. And I think that's what's really valuable about PALS.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
So I think next I'll chat a bit about the Careers and Employability Service. I actually did some work for them at the start of this year on their social media accounts, which was really interesting. So I've kind of got a bit more of an insider's eye into this service rather than kind of outside. So they obviously handle careers, advice and applications and opportunities. So one thing that Careers and Employability will do is they will send out a ton of job offers, job opportunities for you to check out. And this can be both kind of part-time or full-time. It tends to be a bit more full-time. So what's good about them is when you do graduate, you can still be in contact with the Careers and Employability Service, and they will help you on your kind of graduate journey. So if you are freaking out about graduating, you're not sure where you're going, or you're struggling a little bit after graduation to find employment, definitely a great service to use for that. But also when you're in uni as well and you would be looking for part-time work, they're also happy to help out with that. So they can look at CVs, they can look at cover letters, can arrange a meeting with just an advisor to have a chat about kind of career stuff in general. It can be really helpful. They also do a lot of workshops as well, similar to ELS, where they'll have kind of careers advice. And again, you can hear from the careers advisors, but also other students as well, which I think is what's really valuable. Next up, a bit more of a serious one, sexual assault support. UMU are definitely well involved with cracking down on sexual assault and do their best to kind of support in that. One thing they've kind of done in the past is bystander training, where they've had an outsider company come in and give a course on what to do if you're ever a bystander for sexual assault or an impending sexual assault. I took part in this training. It was very valuable. I'm hoping it's something they're going to bring back again for new students. It's obviously something very serious. And I think the fact that the uni is aware of this and they are tackling this, particularly in a university setting, is really important. Mm-hmm. Alongside this, there are ways to report any sexual assault incident to the uni. And there are also sexual assault advisors should you ever, unfortunately, be in need of that kind of support.
That's very validating. I really do hope they bring that bystander training back, because I didn't really get the chance to do it, but yeah. I would sign up if they ever do. Another type of support they have is specifically catered towards student carers or care leavers or strange students. So basically what they will do for you is they will give you advice, sometimes even priority access to opportunities, or they will agree periods of absence with you or the rescheduling of activities should you need it. I have to mention that this does not include parents. There are another support system set in place for them. But yeah, if you feel like this applies to you, you should definitely check it out because it's there for you.
Yeah, I think what's great about QMU, because we're so small, it's really easy to quickly get this kind of access, and it's all in one place. If we do able to get back on campus, it is all just right there on the bottom floor for you. Mm-hmm. I think just the fact that they've got so many different options for people who maybe would struggle a bit more keeping on track at uni is just really great to see, and particularly for funding wise as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the involvement they have and the awareness and how they always try to just have something for everyone and to be informed of everything. Like what you said about funding, I personally used the funding they had last year because of COVID. I was on furlough and I wasn't earning as much as I normally would. So they had a COVID funding service that was really helpful at that time for me. And they have all types of different funding for all sorts of people and for all sorts of situation. Like I know a friend of mine used the technology support fund, which is basically if you're eligible for it, they will lend you a laptop for the year. And it's really helpful, especially now that we are, you know, doing all classes online and everything online. And I think the last service that I would mention would be the BSL service. So basically, the uni is really committed to promoting BSL by inclusive learning and updating teaching materials to benefit anyone who uses BSL on like a daily basis. And I think it's great because they also have a master's program for BSL and English interpreters.
So there's a couple of degrees on language and speech therapy, I think, is a big one. And because the speech therapy department is, as far as I'm aware, well-versed, they do a lot of work with that as well. And the uni is quite inclusive for that kind of thing. So definitely having that extra support. And I think, I'm not sure if it's them that run it, but I imagine they would have some input in that as well, which I think is really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think just a couple of last quick ones to mention. The student union, which I think has been mentioned before, but is a very big one. it's really important that you reach out to the student union if you're having any concerns about the university in general, or perhaps your studies or your kind of way of life. The student union's on hand to help you with that. Of course, there's your student reps, and they all kind of represent a different element of university life. And then there's the president and the vice president, and these are all students or just graduated students. So again, similar to PALS, it's a great way to kind of reach out to them. Should you feel uncomfortable reaching out to maybe more academic support. And in the same vein, the student union also run sports and societies, which again is kind of a great way to get recreation in uni. And if you're having any issues with a sport or society, the student union's your port and call for that as well. I don't know if you have any kind of experiences with the student union at all.
Not really. But I have a couple of friends who have joined some sports societies and they're really happy with them. So
yeah,
if you feel like that's something you'd be into, then I would go ahead and check it out. Something that I do have experience with is the LRC help desk, which have helped me a lot trying to find like papers for my essays or books I could use for class. So yeah, they're always there to help. They're always willing to find something for you or to give you access to something you may be struggling with.
They're right in the library as well. So they're not far to kind of reach for support. And if you do need support outside of uni, if it's to be an online issue, you can just email and they will be there to support. And in each course, you also get a library liaison. So you get one person from the LRC attached to your kind of degree. So if it's something specific to do with your degree and materials for your degree, they're the first person you can reach out to. Another one would be IT support. So if you're having any issues with technology on or off campus, they're the ones definitely to go to first. And then on campus wise, there's the school office and the security desk as well. So the school office will handle hand-ins, they'll handle inductions, things like that. So if you're having any kind of main issues, go to the school office. And the security desk is obviously there for security. They're there as you enter the building. And if you happen to be living on campus as well, they're there should you have any issues within accommodation, because accommodation is not far from there either. But yeah, I think that covers kind of all the student services. I think just the kind of last thing we can maybe chat about is just how vast they are and how prevalent they are. And as you can see, we've both kind of used different services at different points in our kind of uni journey. And I think they're definitely there and they're definitely great for some extra support.
Yeah, don't hesitate to reach out and use them should you need them. Any of them. It's impressive that uni has such a variety of them, and they're, you know, they're always updating them, and they're really committed to this. So,
Yeah, and I think a final thing just to mention is, we've obviously kind of bombarded you with different services. These are all available on the QMU website. They've got a whole section for student services. They're all neatly placed, nicely placed on the website. So if you want to learn more or keep this in mind for when you do start uni and you do need a bit of extra support, head onto the website and you can go straight from there. And then that should take you to links to any bookings that you might need to make as well on Student Central. But yeah, I think that's all we have to say for this podcast. So just thank you for listening and be sure to reach out to any of these services should you need them, and good luck with your studies.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye.